Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
We're back. Let's go to the piano bar. Gray Robertson, Tom Canterbury. It's the top five moments of 2024. Alabama softball, obviously.
Yes.
And Tom?
I don't know if you're new here, but yeah.
The season ended where?
In Oklahoma City, where it usually does. Like, more times than not, it does.
Yeah. And we're not kidding. That is a stat.
It's a stat. One of only three programs in America. I can say that.
And number three is the first, third, sixth, and seventh innings versus Duke. Made an amendment here because we had a guest in the third inning.
Oh, yes, we did.
That we wanted to hear from.
I just thought you wanted to hear your third inning of chaos.
I mean, not really, because nothing actually happened on the field. But Haley McClenny joined us in the third.
Have you heard of her?
Yeah, I just felt like the audio had to be played. But this is the first, third, sixth, and seventh innings against Duke at the Women's College World Series. Tom, this was honestly not a game that probably should have had four innings on the moments list. It was 2-1, and not a ton happened. But everything that did happen was very, very impactful and kind of solidified, if not the legacies for some players. I'm thinking Caleb Beaver when I say that, but the potential for what's down the road in a player like Marley Giles.
Oh, for sure. You know, you take a look at, you know, Alabama the year before, just making it to the Women's College World Series was kind of the celebration.
Yeah.
That was, you know, anything that happened in Oklahoma City was great.
Well, and I'll just add to that as well, because we talked about that in the Moments Pod last year. We talked about how after that win over Northwestern, nobody left because it felt like such a huge deal just to get there because of everything that, frankly, all of us had gone through.
Right.
Like, we had a hell of a month.
I felt like I tore my ACL.
I mean, man, the things, and one day maybe we'll write a book about it, honest to God. But this, you know, this trip to OKC felt more like we're finally where we need to be. Now let's go do what we know we can do.
Right.
And it was really good to see that. Alabama got a tough draw. Everybody's tough in the World Series, but it was good to see that come through in a victory against Duke.
Again, the year before, Alabama was like the decided underdog, would have been a surprise had they won a game. This year, again, Alabama was the underdog seed-wise, but they had as much momentum as almost anybody.
Right.
So you kind of felt like, well, you need to at least win a game and put yourself in a situation to truly make a run. And Alabama did that by getting the win against Duke. They were right in there against Florida. You know, it was a really good game. Florida got one more hit.
First game against UCLA, same deal.
Yeah. Right there against UCLA, UCLA got one more hit. So I think the fact that you were able to get a win, like you said, it does give you, it solidifies Caleb Beaver, solidifies Jenna Johnson, some of these other players. But with what Marley Giles is able to do and what Alabama has coming in now, it sets things up for what you're going to be able to do in the years coming.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect capper to lead into the audio.
Had I not cared who won, I would have really enjoyed this game.
It's a good softball game.
It was a really good
great
softball
duel.
Game.
Cassidy Curd, Brisky got the start. Beav comes in.
Yeah.
You know, Haley McClenny is on the air with a, like, it's a fun show. We had a good show. I will note this.
I just didn't want it to be the last one of the year.
That's right.
And it wasn't.
There are a couple odd skips. You're going to hear it and you're going to go, huh, what happened? Did I press something? You didn't. As we detailed, there were internet issues at Devon Park occasionally. And sometimes we would boot off for just a moment.
Right. We can get those fixed. That would be great.
Don't worry. Everything is fine, but if all of a sudden I'm analyzing a play and suddenly Tom is beginning the next inning, that's what happened.
Got it. There you go.
Okay. Let's play the audio. The first, third, sixth, and seventh innings against Duke at the Women's College World Series right now.
Welcome back to Oklahoma City, Alabama, and Duke in an elimination game here in the 2024 Women's College World Series. We're about ready to get rolling here. Before we give you the DCH starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Here is the DCH starting lineup for the 14th seed, Alabama Crimson Tide, the designated visiting team for today's ball game. The starters are presented by DCH Health System. DCH Health Systems has been providing quality and compassionate health care in West Alabama for nearly 100 years. DCH is a champion for your health and proud supporters of the Crimson Tide. Alabama 38-19 entering today's game, and the starting lineup for Alabama head coach Patrick Murphy looks like this. Kristen White, the center fielder, will lead things off with Kinley Cahalan, the shortstop, batting second. Batting third is the left fielder, Jenna Johnson. Catching, batting fourth, Marley Giles. Bailey Dowling, the third baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth is as a player, Riley Valentine. Lauren Esman, first base, batting seventh. Batting eighth is Lauren Johnson, the right fielder. And Callie Hevlin, the second baseman, will bat ninth. And they'll face in the circle for Duke, the left-handed sophomore from Port St. Lucie, Florida, Cassidy Curd.
Going to throw with high velocity, high 60s, curve and rise, not a ton of speed mix, so you're not going to see many changeups. I counted maybe 4% watching film. The toughest pitch to hit is the rise, so Alabama's got to lay off of that. And, you know, she comes in with a hot hand. Despite that performance against Oklahoma, she's still got a 0.91 ERA in the NCAA tournament. And lastly, Tom, she faced Alabama last year in Clearwater, went 4 1/3 of relief, relieving Jayla Wright in that game, gave up just one hit, no runs, two walks, and five Ks. So it's going to be interesting to see what the nerves are like for Curd. And obviously the biggest thing for Alabama, again, don't chase the rise. If you can hold off on the rise and take away that weapon, you've got a much better shot of hitting her.
Defensively for the Blue Devils, Burgess in left, Jennings in center, Davidson in right, Gold at third, Baker at short, Vega at second, Tapia at first, with Torres behind the plate, catching Curd, and Freelich, the designated player. Umpires for today's ball game: Megan Rabin is behind home plate with Cameron Ellison at first, Aaron Peterson at second, and John Bacca, the third base umpire.
And Tom, it's time to make a little announcement because in the third inning, we will have a special guest join us. Yeah, we usually do it alumni weekend, maybe if somebody's in town. But we knew someone who was going to be in town, and she has agreed to join us. The great Haley McClenney will be in the booth for the third inning. Can't wait.
Very excited to see Halo. Of course, she's here with the SEC Network, and her and Sam Fisher, we were talking to her after the game yesterday, and what an atmosphere and what an environment it is, and just amazing when you just walk down the concourse and you just run into GOATs and all Americans.
I mean, I was at the Softball America Oakley function today, just the star-studded panel that we had there, including our friend Sam Fisher, by the way, who might come on at some point this week as well. This is the gold standard of softball. This is where you want to be. Alabama's here. They don't want to go home. Tonight's the night. You show some fight and find a win.
Kristen White will lead things off. Stepping in, and here comes the first pitch. It's in there for a called strike on White, who's batting 303, 30 of 99, 16 runs scored with four RBIs.
0 for 3 with a walk against UCLA.
The 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. She didn't go on the check swing.
But a big difference for K-Dub here. Yesterday, the infield was very damp, pretty much until about the sixth inning. So that took away a few of her weapons. Today, much drier.
The 1-1 pitch. Slap foul. One ball, two strikes. The first inning is presented by Barkley GMC of Tuscaloosa for over 42 years. Barkley makes it easy online at BarkleyGMC.com. Alabama leads the all-time series 1-0 over Duke.
Remember that game?
Yes. The only other meeting all-time between the Tide and the Blue Devils came in Clearwater in 2023. Alabama won 5-4 in the season opener. The 1-2. Slap to third. Stop made by Baker. The throw is going to be in time for out number one. That was the first game of that year's TaxAct Clearwater Invitational presented by Evo Shield.
Well done.
Yes.
It's changed since then,
of
by
course
the way.
It has. Right. And we'll find out next year when Alabama goes.
That's right.
So one out now for Kenley Cahalan, the Bama shortstop. Kenley batting 306. 55 of 180. 24 runs scored on the year. First pitch. Fouled away. Four strike one. Eight doubles, five triples, two homers, and 30 RBIs on the year for Cahalan.
One for three with the RBI against UCLA.
All-time in the Women's College World Series, Alabama is 22-28. All-time in the NCAA tournament, the Tide is 121-55. That's a ground ball. Diving stop made at third by Gold. The throw is off the mark and gets away. Cahalan rounds first and heads to second, where she will stand. And a really nice play defensively by Gold to start things off, but her throw was errant. And Alabama now has a runner in scoring position in the top of the first inning.
Well, just first off, a really good piece of hitting by Kenley Cahalan off of Cassidy Curd. Hard for lefties against Curd, but that's a outside curveball that's elevated. And you're exactly right. Gold makes a phenomenal stop, but then the throw skips in. Tapia couldn't handle it. Good base running by Cahalan to get to second as Davidson was coming into cover from right.
Waiting for the finals. Yeah, it's going to be a hit and an error for Cahalan there. So a single and then the E5. Jenna Johnson steps in. The first pitch to Johnson is a called strike. Johnson batting 262, 37 of 141, 38 runs scored with four doubles, six homers, and 24 runs driven in.
0 for 3. Whoa, a little predictive there.
Hopefully 25 after this one.
0 for 3 against UCLA. 1 for 3 with an RBI against Duke last year.
Called strike, 0-2 now on Johnson. This is the 15th World Series appearance for the Crimson Tide. And, of course, they have that 2012 National Championship. The 0-2. Johnson fouls it off at the plate, stays alive. No balls and two strikes. One out runner on second. Just underway here in this elimination matchup. In the Women's College World Series, Bama lost to UCLA yesterday 4-1. Duke run ruled by Oklahoma 9-1 in six innings.
I mean,
it was close and it wasn't.
Yeah, you blink and it's 4-1 after Duke led 1-0 through two.
Curd looks in. The 0-2. Johnson with a ground ball and one hop to second. The stop made by Vega. She'll throw to first to get the out. Runner does move advance to third, but down there's two away.
Yeah, productive out. That looked like an off-speed pitch from Curd on Johnson. And she was a little bit indecisive on the swing, but overall, you're not going to be mad about a productive out. Base hit will easily score Cahalan.
So two outs now for Marley Giles. First pitch, Giles takes it high and inside for ball one. Marley batting 280, 21 of 75, 14 runs scored with six doubles, six homers, and 11 RBIs.
0 for 1 yesterday with nary a ball in play, a hit by pitch, a walk, and a strikeout.
The 1-0, high, two balls and no strikes. Today's weather and field condition report brought to you by the Cook Museum of Natural Science. Discover something amazing at the Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org. First, this 2-0 pitch from Curd. And that's a well-hit ball to deep center field. That one is going to go off the wall. Rounding first and heading to second is Giles. Coming in to score is Cahalan. And Alabama takes the 1-0 lead on the RBI double by Marley Giles.
Hey, we want some Marley is right. Some great two-out hitting. Alabama's been great at two-out hitting the last 3 weeks. Problem is people haven't been on base. But this time, Kenley Cahalan was. And that's just a fat pitch from Curd. I mean, that is left right over the heart. She's trying to backdoor a curveball in on the 2-0. But because it's 2-0, she tries to make it a little bit over, more over the plate than probably she intended. It ends up too sweet. Giles takes advantage. And nothing a very talented Duke outfield could do to track that one down.
So Giles now stands on second. Bailey Dowling to the plate on an 80-degree day under partly cloudy skies, but it's turned into a beautiful evening here in OKC.
Yeah, it's kind of great.
Very little wind to speak of. First pitch to Dowling. That's a fly ball to right. Underneath it to make the catch in fair ground is Davidson for out number three to retire the side, but the Crimson Tide gets on the board first, something that has been something that has led to a lot of success for Alabama in the postseason.
Yeah, Alabama has not had any issues getting on the board in the first inning this postseason. It didn't happen yesterday, and Alabama wasn't able to find a way to win, but it's all about striking first, and this was very similar to what Alabama did in the Knoxville Super Regional, put early pressure on the opponent. Now, Duke is one of the best in the response stat that I have tracked all year long. So it's going to be important for Jocelyn Brisky to have a good first inning. But so far, the momentum is on the side of a team that's been here before.
For the tie to the first, one run on two hits. There is one error and one left. We played a half inning. Alabama 1, Duke coming to bat here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. We move to the bottom of the first inning. Alabama with a 1-0 lead over Duke. Here is a DCH starting lineup for the Blue Devils. The starters are presented by DCH Health System. DCH Health System has been providing quality and compassionate health care in West Alabama for nearly 100 years. DCH is a champion for your health and proud supporters of the Crimson Tide. The 10th seed Blue Devils are 52-8 on the year under head coach Marissa Young. The starting lineup looks like this. Deanna Jennings, the center fielder, will lead things off with Claire Davidson, the right fielder, batting second. Batting third, the second baseman, Amina Vega. Francesca Freelich, the designated player, bats fourth. Kelly Torres, catching, batting fifth. Anna Gold, third base, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Giselle Tapia, the first baseman. Jada Baker, shortstop, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Amia Burgess, the left fielder. They'll face in the circle for Alabama, the right-handed freshman from Phoenix, Arizona, Jocelyn Brisky. Brisky on the year with a 2.17 ERA, a 10-5 record, 24th appearance, 15th start, 4 complete games. She's pitched an even 100 innings, 90 hits, 37 runs, 31 earned. She's walked 28, struck out 75, opponents batting 2.35 against Brisky on the year as Deanna Jennings steps in. And the first pitch from Brisky is right there for a called strike.
Yeah, and Brisky's been great in the postseason, a 1.59 ERA, 3-0 record, 22 innings in the NCAA tournament, just 5 earned runs allowed. Opponents hitting 203 against her.
The 0-1 gets away inside, 1-1.
But, you know, kind of similar to Southeastern, Duke is a team that's going to do a lot on the base paths. They're going to take the extra base. They got a lot of triples. They've got a lot of doubles that have been stretched out from what look like singles. That's their game. So Brisky's got to make sure that the hits Duke gets aren't damaging.
The 1-1. In the dirt, 2-1. Defensively for the Crimson Tide, Jenna Johnson in left, White in center, Lauren Johnson in right. Dowling at third, Cahalan short, Hevlin at second, Esmond at first, Giles catching, Brisky pitching, and Valentine the DP.
Nailed it.
2-1. Ground ball just foul down the third baseline. Woo! Just to the left of the third base bag. It had got past Dowling. Would have been extra bases had it been fair, but it was just foul.
Our angle is tough. We're in, as Haley McClinney called, the penthouse. But the one thing we can see for certain is the third base line and the, by default, left field line. And that was just foul by a hair.
Now 2-2 to Jennings. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One away here in the first.
Good rise ball by Brisky right there. Took a little off it, too, at 63. That kind of froze Jennings. It was a delayed swing. Not much she could do about it at all.
The first inning is presented by Barclay GMC of Tuscaloosa. For over 42 years, Barclay makes it easy online. Claire Davidson steps in, and the first pitch to the ACC Player of the Year is low. For ball one, Davidson batting a robust 438, 77 of 176, 62 runs scored, 19 doubles, 2 triples, 18 homers, and 67 runs driven in by Davidson. The 1-0 line, and that's going to get down for a base hit into the left center field gap all the way to the wall. White has it pop out of her glove momentarily, but will get it in to keep Davidson to a double here with one out in the first.
And how many times did she win FGCL Player of the Year this year? Because she's had a phenomenal season. And this is just good hitting by Claire Davidson. That one left over the white. Brisky trying to throw a curve in on the hands that just leaks over. Very similar, actually, to what Kurd did. And Davidson, really good, able to take advantage.
So now with a runner on second and one out, Amina Vega steps in. The first pitch to her is low and away for ball one. Vega batting 375, 69 to 184, 43 runs scored with 18 doubles, a triple, 12 homers, and 52 RBIs.
First team All-American is Vega.
Took that one a touch outside, 2-0.
And last year against Alabama was 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts in that Clearwater game. Highly rated recruit last year, a sophomore this year.
2-0 pitch. Low, three balls and no strikes. Dimensions here at Devon Park in OKC. 200 down the line, 220 to straightaway center field. 6-foot wall all the way around in the outfield. And that's a fly ball to right. Underneath it is Lauren Johnson. She'll make the catch and keep Davidson at second for out number two.
Change up by Brisky there. And tell you what, Vega actually recognized it pretty well, but the barrel control just a little bit off. Couldn't totally hold up and hit it square. And easy catch for Lojo for an unproductive out.
So two outs now with a runner on second for the designated player, Francesca Frelick. First pitch to Frelick is low for ball one. Frelick batting 278, 35 of 126, 27 runs scored with five doubles, eight homers, and 42 runs driven in.
Now Jocelyn Brisky probably getting a note from the home plate umpire about how quick she's going, which is like fairly normal. I think that's what Megan Rabin is telling Lance McMahon. She's working a little bit too fast, which, you know, I don't blame Brisky because the adrenaline's got to be pumping right now in her World Series debut.
The 1-0. And the dirt inside, two balls and no strikes.
But Frelick was the offense yesterday against Oklahoma for Duke, was 1-for-2 with a solo homer and a walk and a run scored. NCAA tournament hitting 286 with six RBIs.
The 2-0. Called strike. Two balls and one strike now on Frelick. Runner on second, two outs. Alabama trying to hold on to the 1-0 lead here in the home half of the first.
Duke 25 of 53 and responding this year.
Ground ball to short. Stop made by Cahalen. The throw is in time for out number three, and that one-out double by Claire Davidson does not come around to score, and Jocelyn Brisky keeps the Blue Devils off the board here in the first. The third inning is presented by Bojangles. Download the new Bojangles app and bring the flavor to your next softball tailgate with chicken, biscuits, and fixings, all by ordering ahead on the convenient Bojangles app. It's bow time, y'all. We head to the top of the third inning. Alabama and Duke tied up at one. Due up for the Crimson Tide here in the third. It'll be Hevlin, White, and Cahalen. 9-1-2 against Cassidy Kurd. Back out for her third inning of work for the Blue Devils. Alabama, a RBI double by Marley Giles in the first. Duke, a solo homer by Anna Gold in the second. And we're tied up at one. And here to take you through the third inning and talk to our special guest, Gray Robertson.
Hi, Tom. Thank
Hello.
You. It's time for Gray's Inning of Chaos, which has been weirdly tame, so we decided to spice it up a bit. The GOAT, Haley McClinney's in the house. Hi, Halo.
Hey, how we doing?
We are fantastic. You are here in a working capacity as Callie Hevlin gets ready to step in. This is, I believe, your first World Series officially working in the media, right?
Yes, first media appearance at the World Series. I've come a few years, a few years in a row just for some USA softball stuff. They do such a good job of hosting this event, and they have a ton of Olympic athletes that are signing autographs and just doing a lot of cool stuff for the fans. But I gotta tell you, I'm really enjoying the media side of things. You get much better views, much better seats, much better snacks, I'll tell you.
That's
so
true.
It's been great. I love it.
Let me know where the snacks are. Callie Hevlin will step in.
Why do you think I'm in the media?
242 average on the year, 37 to 153, 19 runs scored. The first pitch is high and tight for ball one. Six doubles, a triple, six homers, 28 RBIs as Alabama tries to answer. 18 of 65 in the response stat this year, but it's been something they've done well in the postseason. Here's the 1-0 from Curd. Callie fouls that towards us and won't get here. 1-1. Halo, what have you seen from this Alabama team in the last month? Basically, since you watched from the set when you were strapped in for 5 hours, that 14-inning loss to LSU in the SEC tournament, what's been the biggest difference in your eyes?
I think it's been belief, and I think Murph will tell you the same thing. You know, I've loved watching his pressers after games and just hearing him talk. I always loved it, listening to Murph, no matter what he has to say. But I think for this team to be able to go on this run like they have, obviously still not over because we're about to win this game, but they seem like they believe in each other and they believe in what Murph is preaching. And I've just seen so much more fight these last few weeks, which has been really just an honor to watch. I think it's a lesson for a lot of young softball players that are out there. No matter what people say, no matter how bad of a game or a season or a slump you feel like you're in, if you can believe in one another, you've got a chance.
Almost fouled off. So here's the 1-2 to Callie Hevlin from Cassidy Curd. That is well high, 2-2.
One bit of housekeeping. They changed Kenlicka Halen's hit and an error to now just a two-base error. So it was just an error, and so that's why Alabama only has the one hit as it stands right now.
I was curious about that. I felt like
I'd seen remember two. Yes.
2-2 to Hevlin is well struck out to left center. That's got some carry, and it's all the way to the wall and caught by Burgess. One of the better left fielders in America just robbed Callie Hevlin of a solo homer in the third, and there's one down. You're the outfielder, Halo.
You guys know I love a good outfield play. I hate that that was against Hevlin. This is a ball that's really well hit. Great job of keeping our hands inside, but wow. All the way to the wall, running into it. Wall awareness, this is a tip of your cap moment to Burgess.
She made like a million diving catches in the Columbia Super Regional, and she makes one at the wall to Rob Hevlin. And back to the top of the order we go with Kristen White. K-Dub grounded out her first time up. Here's first pitch from Curd. Bunt laid down. Down the first baseline. There's nothing Kelly Torres can do as she scoops it up and holds it. And K-Dub is aboard with one out. And Halo, I know you've probably got things to say about Kristen White.
I love what she's been able to do these last couple of weeks of the season. It feels like she has just taken that leadership role of being the leadoff hitter so intently, and she's been able to set the tone, I think, for this entire offense. She is the spark plug. She's the motor that gets things going, and when she gets on base, good things happen. Her speed is insane, and I think she gives a lot of confidence to the hitters that are further down in the lineup as well.
Here's Kenlicka Halen, first pitch. Is hit down the left side. That'll get out of play, I think, yes. Ooh, dropped by some lady. 0-1. Kinley reached on that error, as we now know it to be, and scored in the first. And, you know, we can talk about this more after this pitch. That home run robbery by Burgess can be looked at two ways. First, the 0-1 from Curd to Kahalen. That was fouled off, 0-2. It can be looked at, shoot, they just robbed a home run, took a run off the board, or it can be looked at, well, we're starting to hit her, and I guess it depends on what the mindset is in the dugout.
And that's the nine spot, right? Like, the nine spot sends a ball well struck deep to the wall off one of the better pitchers in the country, I think, in Cassidy Curd. And I love Kristen White. Right after that momentum shift that Duke had, boom, lay down a bunt, get the momentum back on our side.
The 0-2 is sent by Kahalen out to right. Claire Davidson, FGCL, will settle underneath it and make the catch for out number two.
But we see here, Curd only has two complete games on the year. So, you know, the hook might come from Young if you can start getting to her a little bit more.
Definitely. If Alabama could continue to get the pitch count up and strike these balls with really good barrel, I think we might see an early hook from Marissa Young.
Here's Jenna Johnson. Grounded out her first time up. First pitch misses. 1-0. Haley McClenney, our guest here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. 1-1 your score, top of the third. Runner on first is Kristen White, two outs. Here's the 1-0 from Cassidy Curd. Jenna Johnson hits that out to left and on the run. A long run is Burgess, who will make the catch for out number three. And Tom, Halo, another inning where Alabama had some good contact, but unfortunately a run doesn't come across.
Got to keep knocking on the door and eventually hoping that door opens. They're putting together really good at-bats right now. Hopefully we can string some together.
I know you've got to go to hair and makeup for a bit, but you want to stay for the bottom of the third?
I'll stay for the bottom of the third.
All right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Love
Let's
it. Hang out.
Let's go to the bottom of the third. Alabama 1, Duke 1 here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The third inning is presented by Bojangles. Download the new Bojangles app and bring the flavor to your next softball tailgate with chicken biscuits and fixings, all by ordering ahead on the convenient Bojangles app. It's bow time, y'all. It is 1-1 because, of course, as we go to the bottom of the third, who doesn't love some elimination game drama? Due up for the Duke Blue Devils, 2-3-4, Davidson, Vega, and Frelick against Jocelyn Brisky in the circle. Haley McClinney has joined myself, Gray Robertson, and Tom Canterbury here in the radio booth. And, Halo, I know you've watched a lot of Brisky this year with your rally cap role. You've been watching a lot of softball. You do anyway, but Jocelyn Brisky's rise after the injury has got to be one of the more important things that's happened to this Alabama team the last month and a half of the year.
Yeah, I think it's been really impressive just outside looking in, watching her growth and development and really coming to her own here later in the season to really relieve Beaver of the load that she had been carrying during the regular season. And I think she's just come on and done a really great job. It doesn't seem like any moment is too big for her. I love her poise. I love her command. I love what she's been able to do. And I think it's been a really key piece of keeping opposing offenses for Alabama at bay, giving their offense enough time to figure it out and piece things together.
As a position player, do you say anything to a pitcher after they give up a home run, just encouragement?
It's all about building confidence. I think especially, you know, her middles are going to talk to her, and Hevlin and Kahalen do such a good job of that. But even, you know, from center field, I would always, if Jackie gave up a home run, Alexis Osorio, you know, it's so what next pitch? You know you're going to throw about 100 pitches average or so every game, right? Like, you're bound to make mistakes. It's going to happen. But how can we, you know, flush the last pitch, get on to the next one, and, you know, continue to fight for each other? Runs, you're going to give up runs. It's what pitchers do. You're not going to throw a shutout, a perfect game, no hitter every single time. So the shorter memory you have, the better off you're going to be.
And
it's
risky.
All about energy.
Absolutely.
Right?
1-1 after a foul and a pitch in the dirt to Claire Davidson, who doubled her first time up. And that one misses. 2-1. It seems like Duke, since that first inning, has started to be a little bit more aggressive, being really tactful going after the first pitch of the at-bat against Brisky.
Yeah, it's first pitch, first strike. They're definitely looking to see the ball up at the thighs.
Change fouled off, 2-2.
And being on time. We've seen Brisky miss over the middle of the plate these last couple of innings, and they're really capitalizing on that.
Claire Davidson, ACC Player of the Year, first team All-American. The 2-2 missed. Full count.
A little out.
Okay. Sure. Tom sticking up for the umpire.
That's what I do all the time. Yeah.
Payoff from Brisky. Hit right back to the circle, and the freshman nails it and throws to Essman at first for out number one.
Always nice when the pitcher does a little fielding on her own.
We love PFP. We love pitchers that can field their position. I know as a center fielder, that was always one of the things that I appreciated most about our pitching staff, was I felt like a hot shot was coming my way off the barrel. And, you know, those pitchers got those long arms. They can reach. They can get anything.
Amina Vega will step in. She flew out to Ryder first time up. First pitch from Brisky is, again, swung on and fouled down the left side. Oh. Good catch by a gentleman over the railing. Ooh.
We've got athletes all over the park here in Oklahoma City, man. We really do.
Here's the 0-1 from Brisky. Fouled away again, 0-2. So I wanted to ask, I mean, obviously, you've had a little bit of time since the playing days at Alabama, but when you come back here, what are the similarities? What are the differences from being a player in the World Series versus being a fan and then being in the media? First the 0-2 from Brisky, skipped in the dirt 1-2.
I mean, I think for me, it's been just an honor and a pleasure to be able to see the growth of softball since I played. I mean, you know, my last year was 2016, which doesn't feel that long ago, 8 years ago, right? Nothing crazy. And even since then, I mean, we've doubled the capacity here in Oklahoma City. We built the upper deck.
It's on the ground to Hevland on the changeup. Throw to first in time for out number two.
We've built the upper deck. We've continued to just push attendance. And you've seen so many programs, not only just Alabama at the Rhodes House, but other programs continue to set, you know, single season attendance records. Oklahoma getting their new stadium. I mean, the growth of the game is just incredible. It's been a pleasure to be a part of. And I know me continuing to play professionally as well, just it means a lot to be able to see the growth of the game the way that it is, because there are so many athletes in the pro league that just continue to push the game forward, carry the torch for the next generation to give these kids an opportunity to play softball for a living. I think that's really cool and really special.
First pitch strike on the change to Francesca Frelick, who's 0-for-1 today. Here's the 0-1 to Frelick. That's low, 1-1.
Mentioned the pro league, obviously Montana going to be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. Finally got another Alabama player to come join me over at Athletes Unlimited, but yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Maddie Penta sure. Signed.
Maddie Penta, yes.
Who?
Yes.
That's the 1-1. Exactly. Who's 2-1. Yeah.
No, it's going to be a great addition. Like, we've got so many great athletes that are coming to play for us at AUX over in Wichita, and you got Jocelyn Allo, you got, you know, Peyton Gottschall, you got Montana, you got Maddie Penta, you got so many just stars.
That misses, 3-1 somewhere. Two outs, nobody on, 1-1 your score, bottom of the third.
Yeah, it's like it's the Caitlin Clarks coming into the WNBA for us. That's how we feel about it as old heads and vets, you know. Like, can't wait. I've wanted to have an at-bat off you guys for years. Now I finally get the chance to, so it's going to be fun and competitive.
That one misses low to Frelick, and she'll draw the walk with two gone here in the third. First walk surrendered by Brisky, and in steps Kelly Torres, Softball America fam, who is 0-for-1 with a line out on a changeup back in the second. And quickly, out comes Patrick Murphy to talk to Jocelyn Brisky.
He was sprinting.
Real quick discussion. You mentioned Caitlin Clark. How much does, like, what she is doing and all the noise around her and so much viewership help for all women's athletics?
Oh, it's huge. I think the marketability is something that I think women have always had. But Caitlin Clark, I think, was a true testament to, like, what eyeballs can do for a sport and for marketability. There's so much research and data, and I've had to dive into this a little bit in my role with Athletes Unlimited now, but just how much more...
That one fouled off by Torres, 0-1.
How much more the consumer trusts the woman influencer. And there's so much data that if a female athlete posts something versus a male athlete, the female audience is more likely to purchase a certain product. Or, you know, I just think it's such a huge thing just to have eyeballs on all women's sports. But now we're starting to see data back it up for companies. And when that happens, there's revenue, there's sponsorship, there's partnership. And that's what continues to drive all pro leagues, really.
Oh, and missed inside. Now the 1-1 skips in, and the runner takes off. Giles will throw to second. And I think somehow Frelick got around it. It was a ball to Torres, and... It didn't look like Hevland fielded that super cleanly, Halo. I don't know what you're seeing on the replay.
They are going to go for a review, though.
It was an incredibly athletic slide going into second base using a swim move there, but I think Murphy's going to challenge this one.
Yeah, Alabama will challenge. So, Tom, we have a read for that.
We do. This replay review is brought to you by the University Medical Center with 6 locations in West Alabama. University Medical Center provides comprehensive health care for you and your family. Call 205-348-1770 for an appointment.
Tom, I think she's out. Halo?
I looked like she maybe got her on the chest right before that swim move came around the base.
It's actually very similar to the Marley Giles slide yesterday.
Yes.
That Alabama didn't challenge. Oh, got her on the face mask.
Well, but at that point, the hand was on the bag. So it's all about that chest angle. Did she tag the arm or the chest?
Got her arm.
Got her arm.
Yes.
Got her arm.
That is a tremendous camera shot from ESPN.
Meg!
Well done.
You want to shout out the crew?
I would love to shout out the ESPN crew, the ESPN family, the SEC Network family. It's only continuing to get bigger and better every single year with college softball. And some incredible people covering our sport, man. It's awesome.
And right there, very smart for Callie Hevlin, too, to jump up and say immediately, I got to challenge it. Because that's one of the reasons why Alabama didn't challenge the play at second yesterday, because Marley Giles wasn't adamant that she was safe.
Yes.
And from our angle, it didn't look like she was safe at all.
No, for sure.
But everybody else was saying that.
Same as here. I thought, oh, safe, for sure.
Yeah.
The swim, you cannot say enough about the athleticism of that slide from Freelich there. I mean, that is impressive to be able to, I mean, you're going full speed, you're head first, you're in the dirt, and then to be able to turn your body like that to get around that tag, great effort, but I think she's out.
Here's the call.
After review,
and it has been changed. She is out. And like you said, Tom, like you said, Halo, shout out to the ESPN crew because it's all about the camera angles. They had somehow an up-close, crystal-clear view of that one.
I mean, could not have been. You could see the arm muscle moving.
Move.
Crazy.
Barely. Indisputable.
Yeah, outstanding.
I love it. Halo, thanks for joining us. You're the GOAT.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for all you do for Alabama softball. And it's been cool to be on this side of the media. You guys are awesome. And anytime you want to come on, I'm here, ready, willing, and able.
This will not be the last time. We go to the fourth. Alabama 1, Duke 1, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
The sixth inning is presented by the Alabama Crimson Tide Game Day Live app. Keep up with everything Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide Game Day Live mobile app, presented by Cadence Bank. Download it now for free at the App Store and Google Play. Due up for the Crimson Tide here in the sixth, it'll be Johnson, Giles, and Dowling, 3-4-5, against Cassidy Curt in the circle for Duke, 1-1, Alabama and the Blue Devils. And we were just playing a game of throw the cheese on the other person.
As one does.
Or sure. That's what our in-between innings game was here in OKC at Devon Park.
Apparently Duke won that. I don't know how you could tell.
Who knows?
There was a lot of craft in the game and on the faces. You're welcome for that one.
Yes. One run on five hits, one error, and four left for Duke. One run on three hits, no errors, and four left for Alabama. And Jenna Johnson to lead things off. She's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a fly out.
Wind is really stalled here at Devon Park.
First pitch is low for ball one. Sun setting to our left on the third base side.
And I see no more action in the Duke bullpen, so that tells me next base runner, Jayla Wright's probably coming in.
The 1-0 to Jenna. Grounder, and that is foul.
Thank goodness.
Down the third baseline. As Gold was able to glove it, but she was in foul territory. One ball, one strike. And the winner will have tomorrow off and face the loser of Texas and Florida on Sunday. The 1-1. Johnson fouls this one off, this time on the Alabama side. One ball, two strikes. Loser will see their season come to an end. And coming up next, it's in another elimination game, Stanford and Oklahoma State. Another 1-2. Johnson again fouls it off. Chase Arise, we got a piece. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes.
And just a nugget on Stanford, Oklahoma State. I've got to think season on the line. It's going to be the two aces, Kennedy versus Lexi Kilfoyle. Lexi threw really well last night, made one mistake to Katie Kissler, and sometimes that's it. Kennedy, like you said earlier, has already shown after a so-so performance, she will come back, and angry Nyjah is a different beast. So we'll see how that one plays out.
Another 1-2 on its way, and this one is low and outside. Two balls and two strikes.
Alabama still looking for the first leadoff runner to reach in this game.
Another 2-2. Jenna with a ground ball up the middle that stopped at short. The throw is just in time from Baker. dug out by Tapia at first for out number one.
Thought for a moment Baker had played that a little too safely. I mean, I think that's all she could do. She was high on the retreat over at short. The throw was a little bit low, but Tapia able to cleanly make the grab.
So now one out for Marley Giles. She has lone RBI on the day for the Crimson Tide back in the first inning. An RBI double, one for two on the day. With that double and a ground out, the first pitch is low for ball one.
It's really interesting that Curd has the six groundouts, 10 flyouts, six groundouts. So Alabama's doing a lot right against an upspin pitcher, but just not quite finding the right spots.
The 1-0. Giles with a hard hit ball to deep center field. Way back! Way gone! Marley Giles, a solo shot, giving the Crimson Tide the 2-1 lead here in the sixth. Her second home run in World Series history. Had one last year. This one could be even bigger. Give that girl a big hat.
There it is. Oh, the hand signals only work for so long, folks. So Marley's double was basically in the same spot. This time, no double, four bases. And it's really the same pitch. Curd trying to work a curve in that just leaks over the white. Marley Giles takes advantage, gets all of it. No chance for a robbery from Jennings. And Alabama's able to grab a lead here in the sixth. We talked about it at the end of the fifth. Who would get the timely hit? Still a lot of softball left, but so far, edge goes to Alabama thanks to Marley Giles.
Bailey Dowling now steps in. She's 0 for 2 with a fly out and a ground out. First pitch to Bailey. That's a fly ball to center, but on the line, Jennings will make the catch for out number 2. For Giles, that is her 7th homer of the year.
Hey!
12th RBI. She now leads the team in homers, breaking up that log jam at 6. Callie Hevlin almost did it earlier today. That Bama home run brought to you by the Bryant Museum, located on the UA campus just across from Coleman Coliseum. Open every day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., except Mondays. Access online at bryantmuseum.com.
What a big moment for Marley.
Riley Valentine steps in. The first pitch to her is popped up. Foul ground, first base side, and it will get out of play about 4 rows deep. 4 strike one.
And I'm waiting to see them bring the home run ball to the Giles family. I don't think we've gotten that moment yet. Cameraman's waiting. It might be a next inning situation.
Yeah.
Because they got to find it, first of all.
The 0-1 to Riley. A little outside. One ball and one strike. Curd looks in. The 1-1. Valentine pops this one up. Deep second now. Shallow right. Davidson will make the catch for out number 3 to retire the side. But Alabama takes the lead on a solo homer for Marley Giles.
Huge. Great job taking advantage of a mistake from Cassidy Curd. And something I just, you know, was thinking about. Brady Vernon just texted me and asked, has Alabama's lineup been better since Marley Giles got back? And that's something we've talked about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, her absence did so much to unsettle the Alabama offense, and in particular, the lineup positioning. And Marley being back has allowed for everybody to hit in the spot where they should be, has allowed one of Alabama's better hitters and now team leader in home runs to be back in the lineup, and she cashes in on her opportunity in the 4 spot. Great job as the Giles family gets the home run ball down in the Alabama section.
For the Crimson Tide in the 6th, 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. We move to the bottom of the 6th, 2-1 Alabama. You're on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Marley Giles has given Alabama the 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the 6th. The 6th inning is presented by the Alabama Crimson Tide Game Day Live app. Keep up with everything Alabama with the Alabama Crimson Tide Game Day Live mobile app presented by Cadence Bank. Download it now for free at the App Store and Google Play. That solo homer, just the 10th allowed this year by Cassidy Curd, and Alabama leads 2-1 over Duke here in the home half of the 6th. The Blue Devils, though, will look to answer, and they've got 3-4-5 due up to try and do it. Vega, Frelick, and Kelly Torres against Caleb Beaver, who's looked really darn good since coming on in relief And they're giving, again, the Giles family the ball for the TV, you know, for the memes. And that's got to just feel so sweet. And again, you know, Marley's journey this year, last year behind Allie Shipman, and this year dealing with the injury, so cool to see her have that moment here in OKC, Tom.
Mina Vega to lead things off here in the sixth. The first pitch is a called strike. Vega's 0 for 2 with a fly out and a ground out. Yeah, one of the coolest traditions of bringing the home run balls back to the family. And it's not all been easy for Marley Giles, for sure, but she has had some big moments. That one's fouled off. No balls and two strikes. And hopefully that will go down as another big one for her. See how this game wraps up.
Well, it's just so special. I mean, you heard Haley McClinney when she was here. She couldn't hear the audio, so I think listeners at home probably heard her go, "Oh, look how cute they're getting the home run ball," when Anna Gold's family reacted and they gave her the ball. It's just one of the really cool things about Oklahoma City.
0-2. Vega fouls it off. Catching it after the bobble in the crowd. Another 0-2 pitch, and that's a ground ball to second. Hevlin charges, makes a stop, the scoop, and there's one gone.
Big first out because, Tom, just like Alabama, Duke also has not gotten the leadoff runner on today. So it immediately takes pressure off you if you're not getting a base runner against you without an out at least on the board. So a good job by Beaver getting Vega. Pretty much had her that whole at-bat. Vega was kind of not seeing it very well and just attacking everything she saw coming her way.
Francesca Frelick steps in the first pitch. Fouled straight back. Four strike one. Frelick 0 for 1 with a ground out and a walk.
Oh. The ball stayed. Mm-hmm.
So now we have two balls collected.
I have to assume they get those every night.
I think so.
Because there's no way through five games there have only been two balls that have stayed up on the netting.
I would think after every game, I'm sure they find a way to get it out of there. The 0-1. Frelick. Ooh, a little low, I think, outside. On the outside corner, one ball, one strike.
The seesaw affair continues in the bottom of the eighth in Tallahassee. It's now 7-6 UCF over Alabama in baseball.
The 1-1. Frelick with a liner to center. There's White. She'll make the catch for out number two.
Best bit of contact we've seen from Duke on Kayla Beaver, and the good news is it was low and it was right at Kristen White. She took like a half step. That's about it. K-Dub's got it.
Now batting catcher number three.
So Kelly two outs Torres. Now for Kelly Torres, who is lined out twice. 0 for 2 on the day. First pitch. Foul back. Four strike one.
It's just so amazing to me how Duke's plan, I mean, this is I actually give them a lot of credit. Duke's plan hasn't changed, even though the pitchers did. They've continued to be aggressive. They've continued to attack early in the count, and it worked a lot against Briskey, hasn't much against Beaver, but I admire the fact that they're sticking with what works.
The 0-1 is off speed. Came out of the hand a little wonky. It was high and outside, one ball, one strike, and Beaver tapped her chest, so that one's on me.
Yeah, that was a changeup that got away. Changeup was pretty good, though, against UCLA, so I don't think that last pitch will shy away Lance McMahon from calling it.
The 1-1. Ooh, a little outside. Didn't get the call. 2-1.
Yeah, hair out. I mean, that hadn't been a strike all day. Megan Rabin, I haven't been super upset about some of the calls, but the zone has been tighter than what we saw yesterday from Chad Steers.
2-1. There's a strike. Two balls and two strikes.
That was the same spot. So
I think it was a little bit higher.
Maybe. I don't know. Either way, I think the count's probably right.
Right. Always taking up for the umpires. You know me.
Yeah.
A 2-2. Oh, barely got a piece. Chased the rise. Fouls it off. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes.
As I show a little bit of love to the Duke Blue Devils, you know, Kelly Torres, part of the senior class that has truly laid the foundation for this program.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left for the Blue Devils here in the sixth. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Alabama leads it 2-1 here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The seventh inning is presented by Tuscaloosa Ford. We'd like to thank Tuscaloosa Ford for providing transportation for the Crimson Tide Sports Network to all the season's away games. Visit Tuscaloosa Ford for your next vehicle purchase. Roll Tide with Tuscaloosa Ford. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Alabama with a 2-1 lead over Duke. Due up for the Tide here in the seventh. It'll be the bottom of the order. Esmond, Johnson, and Hevlin against Cassidy Curd in the circle for Duke. And as we talked about, great. Curd only has two complete games so far here on the year, but Marissa Young sticking with the sophomore lefty as we head to the seventh.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. Shayla Wright remains in the bullpen. She went back out. She's warming up. And Patrick Murphy, wanting to get a lefty out of there, will send in a pinch hitter in Kendall Clark. Of course, Patrick Murphy has had some good calls with pinch hitters here in OKC.
That he has.
And certainly in this postseason. Give you Kendall's stats after this pitch.
So Kendall Clark getting her first at-bat here in the Women's College World Series. First pitch. Hard hit ball to second, but the stop is made by Vega. And the throw's in time for out number one.
Oh, sorry, Kendall. We're not going to read the stats.
Yeah.
Next time. But I like the move. I mean, you know, lefties, it's hard against a lefty like Curd. And so you've got two righties due up after, make the change. Just unfortunately, Kendall got something she couldn't quite barrel up.
So one out now for Lauren Johnson. She's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out. First pitch.
Ooh,
line foul. Into the crowd, down the left field line for strike one. Duke has out-hit Alabama.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yes. But Crimson Tide's outscored them 2-1.
Weird flip of yesterday, honestly.
The 0-1, Johnson fouls that one off on a check swing. Callie Hevlin in the on-deck circle. Had to move out of the way quickly.
Well, and I couldn't help but notice as well, Riley Valentine protecting Rally Valentine.
Right.
The tree that is now a person.
That also now has a monkey on it.
Sure.
The 0-2. Whoa, that's high and inside. One ball, two strikes.
Good take, Lauren.
And, you know, Murph talked about that in the pregame interview yesterday. You know, Rally Valentine down there. And, you know, you have the Rally Worms. And you have all sorts of things. And, you know, this team has really embraced that type of stuff this year.
They've embraced the fun.
Yeah.
Of a sport, a game.
1-2. Johnson fouls that one. Patrick Murphy limbos out of the way. Do it again. One ball, two strikes. And, you know, I think every team has embraced that in one way or another. But this one really has, like, gone full out with it.
And quick meeting in the circle for Duke now. I will add this as well. Not only has Alabama embraced that this year, they've really embraced it in the last month.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like the weight of the world was on their shoulders in February and March, even
sure.
in early April, even in late April, honestly.
Yeah, when things weren't going
right.
the best.
And it kind of seems like even when things still weren't going the best, Alabama's like, you know what? Whatever happens, we're going to do it with a smile on our faces and believing that we can accomplish it.
Yeah.
And I think, similar to what Haley talked about earlier, that belief has been the biggest difference. I'll also note, during that visit, Jayla Wright came back in from the bullpen. I would guess this might be the final batter for Cassidy Curd.
Here comes the 1-2 to Lauren Johnson. That's a well-hit ball to right, but there to make the catch is Davidson for out number two. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Callie Hevlin now steps in. 1-for-2 on the day. Had a homer stolen from her and had a triple off the wall. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
So I kind of thought that with Hevlin due up that this might be it for Curd. Also to kind of give Jayla Wright a chance to maybe get one more out. If this is the end for Duke, she's one of those seniors transferred in from Michigan State. But no move by Marissa Young.
The 0-1, Hevlin pops it up, foul ground, first base side. It will just get out of the reach of Tapia up on top of the Bama dugout. No balls and two strikes.
Ow.
Yeah.
I mean, her arm went right into the railing. Keep in mind, though, that triple by Hevlin, that at-bat started 0-2 as well.
Yeah. It was a two-out triple. Alabama got a runner on first in that inning, but along with that runner on third, but couldn't get a run in. But Tide took the lead on the solo homer by Marley Giles in the sixth. They lead it 2-1, trying to add to that lead here with two outs on the top of the seventh. The 0-2, high and away, one ball, two strikes.
Scoreboard update from Tallahassee. Yes, indeed, Alabama has answered. A Will Hodo RBI single, tied at 7, bottom 8 against UCF.
That is a heck of a ball game.
Man, also probably quite long. I think it started at 5 our time.
Yeah. The 1-2. Hevlin fouls it back toward us. Oh, my goodness.
Woo. Oh, they see us. Hello, everyone.
Hello. That was awesome.
Oh, love that. Okay, everyone, we're trying to call a game. Please, look away.
The 1-2. Evelyn fouls it back toward us again. That was over there. Was everyone but Greg Byrne looked back at us.
Greg Byrne was like, we know them.
Yeah.
Oh, this one went down. That's going to be hilarious GoPro footage. Remind me to pull that.
That's what we do. We cut tension. That is our goal and our plan.
Wait, is there tension? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Shout out to Jennifer Lawrence, but mainly Jennifer Connelly.
Thank you for everything. Here comes the 1-2 to Callie Hevlin. Throw the ball, Kurt. Okay, the 1-2 is high. Two balls and two strikes.
I can only tap. You can't tap dance.
I can't.
Your foot's in a boot. That'll be a fun story on the season-ending pod whenever that happens.
At @outofthebox_pod on the X for that. Excellent podcast that's coming up later.
Similar situation to the triple for Hevlin. It's 2-2.
2-2 pitch. Hevlin fouls it back again. Count remains. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Nobody on. Here in the top of the seventh. Still 2-2. Or excuse me, still 2-1. Alabama with the lead.
Yeah, that Cali triple was on a 2-2 after falling down 0-2. Great game for Callie in the 9 spot. I mean, her production has not directly led to a run, but I think it's just good to see her swing the bat with confidence because she had 2 hits in the whole NCAA tournament coming into this game.
Right. But there have been times this year she's been the most that one's foul backing in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The most consistent batter in this lineup.
Auburn series.
Yeah.
And SEC tournament. You put those 4 games together, I think Callie was hitting .500 with 7 walks, something like that.
Yeah. It was just, unfortunately, the rest of the lineup wasn't doing a whole lot. Kurt looks back in. Here comes another 2-2 pitch to Callie Hevlin. And that one's well hit to deep right field. That one's back and caught by Davidson.
Man.
At the wall for out number 3. But my goodness, Callie Hevlin has hit it like 660 feet here today, and it's resulted in 2 outs and a triple.
She's running in, and Bro is grabbing her back like, dude, I don't know. And Callie's laughing. It's like, I'm doing everything I can. Great day for Callie Hevlin. And now, Caleb Beaver, finish it off. No drama, please and thank you. No drama here today.
We head to the bottom of the 7th inning and the last chance for Duke. It's 2-1 Alabama here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The 7th inning is presented by Tuscaloosa Ford. We'd like to thank Tuscaloosa Ford for providing transportation for the Crimson Tide Sports Network to all the season's away games. Visit Tuscaloosa Ford for your next vehicle purchase. Roll Tide with Tuscaloosa Ford. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning, the last chance for Duke. Alabama with a 2-1 lead over the Blue Devils. Due up for Duke here in the seventh. It'll be Gold, Tapia, and Baker. 6-7-8 against Caleb Eber in the circle for the Crimson Tide, looking to pick up the victory here in relief. Alabama, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 4 left. Duke with 1 run on 5 hits, 1 error, and 4 runners left on base. And Beebe will take on the batter that has had the most success for Duke here in this ball game, Anna Gold, third baseman, who is 2 for 2, solo homer in the second and a single in the fourth.
It's funny how the game works, right? You know, yeah. Of course, for Duke, this is your best shot right now. But the one stat that helps Alabama, so far the leadoff has not reached yet today for Duke. If you keep that going, you're in real good shape with Gold at the plate.
Beaver toes the rubber, and here comes the first pitch. Right in there for a called strike.
It's one of the very few first pitch takes we have seen from Duke today, and an interesting time for it.
The 0-1 fouled off at the plate. No balls and 2 strikes.
And you got to remember, if you're Caleb Beaver, you've been great in relief, but you have to be even better than that here in the seventh. There is nothing harder in this sport than ending another team season.
Yep.
Because the last thing they want to do is go home. So Duke is about to throw everything they've got at you. You have to be perfect.
The 0-2 pitch. Rise ball high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lauren Essman did re-enter the ball game. She's back out at first base after she's pinch hit 4 last inning.
They're in the ninth now in Tallahassee, still tied at 7.
A lot of tension in the diamond sports right now for Alabama.
What's Greg Byrne doing?
The 1-2. Liner to first. Essman will make the catch for out number 1. It got a little bit awkward just because of the way that it was tailing away from Essman toward first base, but she made the catch.
And let's be real, our angle as well.
Yeah.
Our angle off the bat, that looks like it's a blooper all day long and twice on, what day is it, Friday. But apparently not. That one actually relatively easy, I think, for Essman. She just had to get in the right position.
So Giselle Tapia now steps in. 1 for 2 with a single and a ground out. First pitch. Flat foul for strike 1. And this is the batter that can hit pretty much any way. She can slap. She can hit away for power, so the defense has to be ready for anything.
Only 3 home runs this year, but does have 1 in the NCAA tournament.
The 0-1 pitch. Oh, that hits the outside corner. Beautiful. 0-2.
Great spot. You come in, inside drop, first pitch. That time, I think that was just straight fastball on the outer half.
The 0-2, fouled off. We'll do it again. No balls and 2 strikes.
Duke does have a pinch hitter waiting in the wings.
Yep.
My guess is that's Sarah Goddard.
It is.
Yeah.
The 0-2 pitch. That one is off of Cameron Ellison, the first base umpire. It was foul down the first base line. Cameron tried to get out of the way from it and took it on the backside.
But that will tell you that it was indeed foul. It was mighty close.
Indeed. You're asking what Greg Byrne is doing. He has the phone out. He's watching baseball, and he's here supporting the Tide softball-wise. It's what you got to do when you're the AD and all your teams keep making postseason.
Well, everyone's doing well. Oh, no.
The 0-2. That one's fouled off this time. Left-hand side.
Well, Tapia, kind of drawn into the game here. It's 0-2. Get something out of his own. See if he can get a chase.
Another 0-2. That one's fouled off again on the off speed. That ball rolled all the way down and then rolled along the Duke dugout.
You know, it's pretty entertaining to watch, and a young fan has collected it.
High fives all around.
Congrats, sir. You want to talk about tension? Both fan squares fully on their feet.
0-2 again. Line foul this time down the first baseline. Tapia is not missing getting extra bases by much in these foul balls.
But again, like I said, you've drawn her into the game. I mean, this is the time to to cook up the skyscraper, get Marley Ray to leap up and make the catch, because I think Tapia is dialed in and she's going to go after whatever comes her way.
Still way ahead at 0-2, so you got pitches to play with. 0-2. Nice ball that you got a piece of. We'll do it again, 0-2.
Man. Well, we talked about it. This senior class.
She's senior.
I mean, this is a senior who does not want her career to end. This is the hardest it gets in sport, in this sport of softball. Ninth pitch of the AB.
Another 0-2. Ground ball to second. Hevlin charges, makes the stop in the throw, and Duke's down to their final out.
Abib doing what's necessary. I still wish you had thrown something to try and get a chase, but I'll take an easy ground ball. Tapia just got on top of one with downspin. Good play by Hevlin. And now you're an out of way as Duke goes to Sarah Goddard. I'll give you her stats, Tom. 19 of 80 on the year, .238 average. 10 RBIs, 2 homers, a triple, 3 doubles, 11 runs scored. And she is one of those seniors, so I get it.
And she is the last thing standing in the way from Alabama advancing to be one of the final 6 teams playing softball this year. First pitch, fouled straight back. 4, strike 1. There's 2 out, there's nobody on. Alabama leads at 2-1. Trying to advance to Sunday's matchup with the loser of Florida and Texas, which we play tomorrow.
And obviously you would have a little bit of an edge there with a day off. A little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
But Beaver's just now getting over 100 pitches in the Women's College World Series.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Goddard was late on that one. Posted at 70 miles per hour on the clock.
Goddard this year hitting .162 with 2 outs. Duke has a team 1-for-6 here today.
Down to their final strike. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Beaver strikes out Goddard. And Alabama advances here in the Women's College World Series by a final score of 2-1, eliminating the Duke Blue Devils.
And Kayla Beaver holds up that length sign, because a lot of people didn't think that this team would get here, let alone would win a game. But Kayla Beaver came in and really pitched some of her best softball this year in relief. I mean, Duke really didn't touch her.
No.
And then to get the timely hit, what does Patrick Murphy always talk about? Great defense, a great start in the circle. Brisky gave you that. If not great, very good. And then the timely hit. And Marley Giles getting the timely hit. You saw in this game the grit, man. I mean, the heart and the grit of this team. They weren't going to go down without a fight. The video posted was Patrick Murphy's quote from last night, the pregame video on Twitter. And the caption was simply, "Fight like hell." And we saw Alabama do that here today. It wasn't easy. Congrats to Duke on a great year. We'll honor their seniors in just a little bit. But you've got to just be impressed with what Alabama was able to do in a game where they actually, I think, played a little bit worse than yesterday, but still found a way to win.
Marley Giles with both RBIs in this ball game, a double in the first inning and a solo homer in the sixth. She's right now talking with Holly Rowe from ESPN. And what a performance for Marley Giles. You know, sometimes that's what it takes. Just a couple of people in that lineup to come through in those big spots. And the Crimson Tide was able to do it here today. snapping a five-game losing streak here in the Women's College World Series dating back to 2021.
Yeah, and that's the biggest difference from yesterday's game. So Alabama missed some opportunities, and the time came where it looked like somebody was just going to have to make a play.
Yeah.
And Alabama didn't, and UCLA did. It was Jordan Woolery. And again, you know, we go back to the timely hitting, but Alabama in the fifth inning had their best shot of the day truly for sustained runs, and the hitter you wanted up at the plate. It didn't happen. So then later on, next inning, Alabama has somebody make the play, and that's Marley Giles. And there are still some whoever's next, whether it be Texas or Florida. You can't go over in getting the leadoff on. That can't happen if you want to sustain something in the World Series. And you've got to cash in on some of your opportunities. But at the end of the day, what do we always say? In the postseason, I don't care how. I just care that. And Alabama has won this game, and their season will continue after a hard-fought battle with a very, very talented and very game Duke Blue Devil squad.
Two runs on four hits, no errors, and four left for Alabama. For Duke, one run on five hits, one error, and four runners left on base. The winning pitcher for the Crimson Tide in relief, Kayla Beaver. She's now 19-10 on the year, and Cassie Curd will take the loss, finishing up her season at 13-4. Alabama improves to 39-19 with the victory, and Duke will finish off their season at 52-9. And we talked about Duke a little bit earlier, but a team in their seventh year of existence to make it to Oklahoma City to win the ACC. Quite a performance by Duke to be in this situation and put up a heck of a fight here today. Alabama just got the big hit, similar to yesterday.
Simply put, I mean, I'll tell you what, I kind of don't want Marissa Young to go to Auburn if that's true, because A, she's a really good coach, yeah. And I would like to continue to have an edge in the rivalry. And B, also, I love what she's done with this Duke program. I mean, taking it over in its infancy, being the only head coach in program history. And a lot of credit goes to the, 15 Duke alums who exist, who pretty much are all here.
Right.
I mean, great showing by them here in OKC, but also this senior class who got the Blue Devils to this stage. And I would bet this is not the final time Duke is at the Women's College World Series, but I want to make sure we shout them out. Claire Davidson, somebody that we saw in the FGCL who had a phenomenal career, capped it off with her best season. Francesca Frelick, who had clutch home runs all postseason. Giselle Tapia, who put up a heck of a fight in her final career at bat.
Yeah.
People like Jayla Wright, an All-American for the first time in her career. Didn't see her today, but an excellent season. Danny Drugmuller, who transferred in from Pitt. Lily Walker, who is a senior. She's in the portal, so she's going to go be a grad transfer somewhere. We'll see her again. And then Sarah Goddard, as well as our friend Kelly Torres, a person that I've gotten to know really well this year. When you produce a pod, you learn a lot about people. And Kelly Torres is a really special person who's going to thrive in whatever she does beyond softball. And I know that this is hard for those Duke seniors, but and I know there aren't any Duke people listening, but it's very important for those seniors to know that the foundation that they laid is going to be huge for that program moving forward. And shout out to Kelly for being a good friend, and that team for having a great season. But Alabama found a way today. It was not easy. It was arguably harder than yesterday, but you stayed alive and you continue to play at the Women's College World Series.
Kayla Beaver just got a nice ovation from the Alabama fans as she's heading toward the bullpen, and I'm sure will be part of the post-conference or post-game press conference, media scrum, and elsewhere for Alabama. But she threw up the L and threw up the Bama U there, and Alabama just continues to lank here by having this performance in the postseason and advancing in the Women's College World Series. Like I said, after today, they'll be one of the last six teams playing. And Alabama, we don't know who they'll play. They'll play, but we know when they'll play.
Yeah.
They will play Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock against the loser of tomorrow's Florida-Texas matchup, which is the number one seed against the number four seed. So, again, why would it be easy?
Right, and, I don't want to give up all the thoughts before we truly get into postgame, but Alabama will have a rest edge. They're going to have off tomorrow, and then they get ready for the game on Sunday that will be, by the way, on AB freaking C. What a showcase for this program and for the sport that'll be. But also, keep in mind, the loser of Texas Florida, yes, they have to play tomorrow. That's also the late game.
Yeah.
So that, who knows what the schedule will look like. But Alabama, you never want to be in the loser's bracket, but In terms of rest, this is a solid path and as good a path as you could ask for when you're in the loser's bracket.
We'll take a timeout, come back with the Alabama softball postgame report as we celebrate a 2-1 Bama win over Duke here in the Women's College World Series on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Airfield.
Marley, I mean, you hear it once, twice, actually. The Cali almost home run barrage.
Oh.
Just so many. Unfortunately, her triple was in an inning that we did not play. But, I mean, this was a darn good softball game. And I had a lot of fun going back and listening to it just because there were so many in the World Series. The margins are so fine.
Yeah.
And there are so many just little moments here and there where I'm hearing us do the game. I can see the play in my head. And I think back, if that goes even just slightly differently, the result is different on both sides.
Yeah. Callie Hevlin is like 20 inches from having one of the greatest Women's College World Series games ever.
Yeah.
Of anybody ever.
You're not wrong. The triple should have gotten out.
I know.
Three homer day, three tanks.
Yeah,
would have blown well past the logjam at six.
That might have. Yeah. So I mean, what a game! But to have it capped off by Marley Giles hitting the home run, she has proven she will make a play in the Women's College World Series.
And twice,
just got to get us there.
Yep.
And so I think if you're Alabama, you feel really good about what you have. Should you make it back to Women's College World Series again?
I agree. But Tom, the road to OKC is not easy.
No.
Despite what people might say. And yes, we heard you and we talked about it on the pod to close out the year. Making it to OKC is not easy. You know what makes it really hard? Go into a conference rival with the best pitching staff in America.
Right. Going to the place that is the home to the team who's won the league 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I wouldn't view that as an advantage.
In no way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil it. Number two and number one are both coming from that weekend, but what's the order? I don't know.
No.
That's why you got to come back.
They were craziest. And this is, we mentioned way back on moment number five, the golf tournament that you and I got to play in a couple weeks ago with the Crimson Tide Sports Network. The topic of cigars came up in my group at one point, and I told the story about the fact that after game one of this particular series, even though Alabama lost, the support staff, we were so confident that Bama was going to win the next two games, we went and bought cigars that night.
That we did at an establishment that we probably shouldn't have gone back to. We're being real.
We just knew they
were just trying to be a-holes, man.
Well, stop doing it.
Yeah, it's just coming naturally.
Right. But we knew they had cigars. So I was like, well, let's go there.
Yes.
And we did. And we got to smoke them.
That we did. More on that journey next time. Until then, that's Tom Canterbury. I'm Gray Robertson. This has been the Other Box Podcast. Number two next week. Talk to you then.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.